It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. But first, get in on the playoff action this weekend with DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, that's code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first best bet match each, up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Ross, got a full load of questions this week. Are you ready?
Always.
First one comes from Remy in Sydney, Australia. He said, I'm the other...
Not going to be the winner.
I'm the other Australia guy. In recruiting, does the recent strong performances by Penn State at the NFL Combine carry any clout like Sanders and Apke and maybe Mike Gesicki? Or is it much of muchness amongst tops-level programs? This won't win, but hoping to coax another frantic, we won't ship to Australia out of gym.
Nice. It does matter.
It does matter.
Because those kids watch the Combine. Those are exactly the kids that watch the Combine, high school athletes. And when they see Penn State kids blowing it up, and you also, there's no question, NFL performance, especially by recent Penn State grads, makes a big difference. Right. Like if you're a running back, you are 1,000% considering Penn State. That doesn't mean you're going there, but I don't care where you live, California, Hawaii, Florida, Texas, you are considering Penn State because of what Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders have done at Penn State and in the NFL, 1,000%. So combine performance matters, and I would imagine that Penn State sells the heck out of that and says, our guys all kill the combine. This is where you need to come. Our strength and conditioning staff will get you ready for the combine and will improve your numbers more than any in the country. And they probably have the audio clips of Mayock a couple years ago being like, man, the Penn State guys, Apke and Gesicki and Barp, I don't know what they got in the water, Rich Eisen at Penn State. I would have that like on a loop as they're coming in.
All right, this comes from Josh in Lewistown. He says, Ross, as someone who played football, is it possible that KJ Hamler leaving will help Sean Clifford by forcing him to throw to the open receiver more instead of focusing on one guy because he and Hamler were so close? Thanks.
Theoretically, yes. I'm not sure I noticed that. I'm not sure I noticed Clifford just locking on to Hamler and not throwing it other places. Did you guys notice that? Am I missing
it? No, it didn't feel forced to me that he was forcing the ball to Hamler.
I never didn't notice that. I don't think that's really. I don't think that was really an issue for them.
Okay, this comes from Bill in Easton. Ross, what is going on with the secondary? I've never seen so many receivers running wide open. Is it blown coverages, bad play by the players, or is it bad scheme? What is going on? Thanks.
Well, that is much more concerning than the plays on the ball because they can't really do much about the plays on the ball. I mean, they teach the guys the technique, you know, try to turn your head at the last second, try to rip your arm up through the hands of the receiver. But some of that's just talent, natural ability. I mean, it's almost like what's the expression? You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You can bring a DB to the hip pocket of the receiver, but you can't make them make the play. So that is not good for Penn State from a talent standpoint that their guys have not made enough of those plays, especially Castro Fields. I thought John Reed down the stretch and certainly in the bowl game made a couple of those plays. But the mental errors, and it's tough, right? Like just so everybody knows, the offense, their whole job is to try to identify what coverage you're in. And when they identify it, they know where the stresses are in the defense. Like, okay, there's a single safety in the middle of the field. Well, let's run this one guy on a post right in front of him and another guy on a post right behind him. Everybody says, oh, how is he wide open? How is there nobody there? Well, because it's zone and the safety is in the middle of the field, took the guy that went in front of him because that's kind of his guy and wasn't able to get the guy behind him who's also kind of his guy, right? Like, right. The offenses are pretty good too, but I still think Penn State had more of those, had more than their fair share of those.
Yeah, there were some spectacular busts in the final couple of games. The bowl game, the Indiana game, remember that wide open play there? Ross is right that you just don't know who what the error was, but you even saw it in the NFL playoffs in the, I think it was the Saints-Vikings game when two very good defensive backs were jawing at each other from the Vikings.
Right.
After the game, because of that long play down the middle, and they were confused on who had who. So I guess that happens.
With all the football still to come, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best barbecue with rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes, and don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. Top it all off, go to 409tailgateclub.com and use the code KSN for a special discount for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use the code KSN. And please don't forget, we'll announce it in quarter four. Whoever has the best question this week will get a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. We soldier on. Are you ready, Ross?
I am ready.
This is from Mike in Harrisburg. Why is the college football championship on a Monday at 8 p.m.? There has to be a better day and time slot. I understand the NFL has playoff games on Saturday and Sunday, so those days are out. What about a Friday 7 o'clock game? I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Friday would do much, much worse.
Yeah, Friday's probably the worst day.
People go out on Friday nights. People have date nights. People are traveling on Friday nights. Monday nights, much, much better.
Remember when the college football playoff semifinals were on that New Year's Eve, Friday night combo?
That was terrible.
Absolute disaster.
Terrible.
Like you wanted to watch the games. Speaking of the college football championship, just real quick, who do you like Monday night?
I like LSU.
You like LSU?
And I would not be surprised if they win it, if they cover. I think it's LSU's year. I think it's LSU's time. Now, that said, I don't like laying points, and I don't like laying 6 points to a team that hasn't lost in like 3 years.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I just think it's going to be a controlled environment, no weather at all. It's going to be a shootout. I think the total is 69. My heart is with the over. It just is. I just think that even if it starts slow – Once the defenses get a little bit tired with those two quarterbacks, it's going to be like 7-on-7.
I like Clemson. I'm just going to say that. I like Clemson for a lot of reasons. All right, this comes from Ryan in Ortana. Never heard of Ortana.
Ortana, Pennsylvania?
It just says Ortana. I would think that's Pennsylvania. it didn't have a second part to it. So there's been a lot of hype over Theo Johnson, and understandably so. I hear that he could even push for playing time with Nick Bowers graduating. Is this a real possibility with Kuntz and Strange already on the roster? And if so, does that speak to the development of Kuntz and Strange or the overall talent of Johnson?
Well, we talked about that a little bit in quarter number two. And the answer is Johnson's very highly touted, one of the biggest recruits in this class. Do we know his injury again at the Under Armour Bowl?
No, I didn't even. I'll have to check.
It was like a shoulder. He was in a sling.
Okay. So at any rate, we don't know that much about Strange and Kuntz. That's a very tough question to answer. I mean, I don't know, Bob, do you have insight on Strange and Kuntz that I don't? They haven't played very much.
They played Strange. They redshirted him. They played him. He did some good things in a blowout. But just I just feel like with Kuntz, I mean, obviously it's going to be a big year, Ross, but I just wonder, you know, you just haven't heard a lot from James Franklin. Usually James Franklin kind of signals when a guy is ready. You haven't really heard that. And I hear a lot of good things about Theo Johnson. And I think the opportunity is there, given what Freiermuth was able to do in August of 2018. And they need some help.
By the way, for the record, Ortena is in South Central Pennsylvania.
What?
Along the Maryland borders.
All right.
Is it like Greencastle? Like down there?
I would
think
like Greencastle, Waynesboro. Maybe it's down around that area.
Ooh.
So just showing our Pennsylvania state knowledge. All right. This one comes from Steve in Chicago, Illinois. He says, all-knowing one. How important is the OC-DC relationship? Based on the experience of the new OC, can he provide some insight to Brent Pry on how to scheme opposing offenses? Keep up the great show.
Hmm.
That is a good question. That's the best question so far.
Stephen Chicago, you're Stephen a leader in
Chicago.
The
and it's a great question because the answer is I really think Kirk Sciarca and Brent Pry can help each other a lot. Like I would like to think that one of the first things they did was Sciarca pulled out all of his notes leading up to the Penn State game, and Pry pulled out all of his notes leading up to the Minnesota game, and they just said, here's what I thought about this. Here's what I thought. I thought you were doing this. It's like a self-scout now, but it's better than a self-scout because it's like you were really playing that team and you were – I know this much. Pry signed off on the hire. Pry's like, yeah.
Pry got it handed to him in that game, so yeah.
He got his lunch handed to him. All right, let's go. Let's get one more in. Let's go to Keith from Hollidaysburg. It's clear by virtue of this year's college football playoff participants that an elite quarterback is necessary to compete at that elite level. Knowing Kirk Sciarca as you do, what do you think is more likely? One, Sean Clifford develops into a more elite quarterback, or two, Sciarca opens up the quarterback competition to the rest of the roster?
I'm not sure I think either one of those is all that likely, but I think that there's more of a chance that Sciarca gets Clifford to play at a really high level than somebody comes in and beats out Clifford. I mean, you know, the value in playing a redshirt sophomore like that is you have them probably for two more years, and they'll have that experience under their belt. And I would hope and I would like to think that Clifford would make big strides next year. And also having Sciarca, I think, will help. The negative there is he won't have KJ Hamler.
Right.
Which will hurt quite a bit.
He doesn't know what's going on at the wide receiver position, and somebody has to emerge. It's going to be a busy offseason for Sean because he's got to find receivers as well. So, all right, that'll do it for your questions and answers. Ask Ross for quarter number three from the Labatt Blue Studio. We will announce the winner at the beginning of quarter number four. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.